Welcome to the Bridge Podcast, a digital worship service. We know that walking with the Lord isn't easy, and we hope this show is a way to come alongside you and offer a little extra weekly encouragement. Most of the content for the show was originally created for our BridgeBox subscription service. For more information, go to missionusa.com/BridgeBox.
I come as I am, though tossed about. With many a conflict, many a doubt. Fightings and fears within, without, O Lamb of God, I come. I come. Just as I am, Thou wilt receive. Welcome, pardon, cleanse, relief. Because Thy promise I believe, O Lamb of God, I come. I come. I come.
Okay, you can stay another 2 weeks. I got everybody on two-week probation. That's how I keep them, you know, on point. We're talking about knowing the Bible. And let me tell you what. I'm glad you got a chance to hear me speak on this. Because I know the Bible. I have read the Bible. All of it. The boring parts, the list parts. I've read the red letters, the black letters. I've read it all. I even have tried experimenting with living by some of it. It's been a little hairy and dangerous, and it all seems very foreign to me. But I know it. There's some people, you know, that's their whole thing, is they're trying to be able to get to a place where they can front off how well they know their Bible. So everybody else will look up to them. You know what I mean? But here's the thing, is it really comes down to, do you know this person or not? You know what I mean? If you go to somebody, if there's a party at somebody's house, it doesn't matter that you have the address memorized and you have this, that, whatever, you've heard all about it. If you don't know that person, you're not likely to get into that party at that house. You follow what I'm saying? It's about knowing God. And there are people who get this confused. They think the more Bible they know, the more holy and Christian they are, and everybody got to look up to them. And the funny thing is, Jesus showed up and found those people and told them this. Here's what he told them. You're going to flip it there. You study the scriptures carefully. You study them because you think they'll give you eternal life. The scriptures you study are a witness about me. This is Jesus talking about. But you refuse to come to me and receive life. How about that? He said, you don't want to deal with me. You want to deal with the book. As long as you got a book and you learn what's in the book, you feel like you could just do away with me. You don't have to deal with me at any point. I know all about the books. I don't have to do it. I don't have to actually live it. See, Jesus is saying, if you don't know me, forget about knowing all that Bible. The devil knows the Bible, doesn't he? The devil tempted Jesus, trying to get Jesus to fall off. You know what the devil did? The devil quoted the Bible and Jesus. Him knowing, you knowing the Bible, me knowing the Bible, that can't be about us being able to feel like I'm a more powerful Christian because I know the Bible. I'm not a more powerful Christian because I know more Bible. I'm a more powerful Christian when I know Jesus. You know what I'm saying? Jesus said, I want you to follow me. Now, here's how this works. I'm going to sum up the whole Bible now in about 2.5 minutes. Buckle up. This is going to be fast. It's going to be amazing. Now, here's what happened is God chose a special people. He called them the Jews. And the Jews, he said, sometimes they're also called the Hebrews. And he said, okay, here's what, you're going to be my people. And I'm going to be your God, and we're going to do this thing. It's going to be amazing. They said, now, hold up, God. We don't like this. We want a king like on a throne. Everybody else got like a king on a throne, and they got an army and whatever. And God said, well, I'm God. I'm in control of everything. I got all the power. I got all the strength. I got all the, you don't need all this. You don't need an army. I've got angels, so you don't need any of that. They said, okay, I hear you, God, except for we just want one anyway. So God says, okay, here's what we're going to do. I'm going to give you a king, and you're going to really love this fool and what he's going to do to mess you up. And then I'm going to give you all these rules to live by. You know what we're going to learn when I give you all these rules? All you people who think you so holy, we're going to put you up in comparison to these rules, and we're going to find out none of you are holy. None of you are sanctified. You all need to come and deal with me and get some mercy from me. You need forgiveness from me. You need to come to me and say, I've messed up. I need your help. I'm not holy. These people said, well, come on with it. We believe we are holy. Give us these rules. They got the rules. They started trying to follow the rules to every little extent. And then they leave out this other part of the rules and just follow this rule way too much and then try. And then look down on each other and judge each other and throw rocks at one another, have fuss and fight and conflict and all this and that. And it just all melted down. Jesus is born. And Jesus says, now here's what we have learned. You don't need an earthly king. You don't need an earthly army. You don't need a book with rules that you go by a rule. You need me. From now on, you people are going to follow me. I'm going to pay for the sins that you've been committing. So you come to me, ask me forgiveness. I give you forgiveness. Then you and God can have a relationship. This is what we're going to do now. That starts at the beginning of the New Testament. The reason why we call it Old Testament and New Testament is that's where Jesus is born, right in the middle of those two. Okay? First four books of the New Testament, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, that's the biography of Jesus. And then Christianity starts. And the way it starts is it's outlaw. Nobody wants it. They try and squash it from the beginning. And the main guy in charge of squashing it was a guy named Paul. He was like Osama bin Laden, going to try and kill every Christian everywhere. And God knocks him off of his donkey with a laser beam. It's close. Anyway, knocks him off his donkey with a laser beam. He can't see anything. He says, what is going on? God said, have I got your attention now? And he says, oh, no. I'm in trouble because I was on the wrong end of this thing. God says, I'm going to use you, the worst one of everybody, and you are going to be the one to take Christianity to the world. So when you read your New Testament, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, four biographies of Jesus, all the rest of that, most of the rest of that is written by that guy. Letters to churches that he started. That's what's going on in the Bible. Now, here's the thing. Jesus did not raise up scholars. Didn't do that. He could have done that. That's what everybody else did. I'm a teacher, and I put on my robes, you know, back in the day. You know how it is back in the day. They had robes, and they would walk through town, you know, and they would just say things that are wise and philosophical. And people would follow him and say, oh, that's amazing. Let me write that down. And, oh, he's a teacher. He's an amazing teacher. Well, see, after Jesus died, they tried to wipe out what he started. And they grabbed all of his boys and they said about these guys are uneducated. I thought we were grabbing a bunch of scholars. These people aren't scholars at all. These are like blue-collar guys, of fishermen and all that. They didn't construction workers. They don't know. They didn't. Why is Jesus? He didn't try and raise these guys up to be these amazing intellectuals. What's even worse is I think some people feel like the more complicated their Bible translation is and the more complicated they make it sound, the closer they're getting to the truth. You can go ahead and cancel that. There is no, look, Jesus, I could go upstairs to these little shorties. I could explain every page of that Bible to them little shorties. You understand what I'm saying? Easy. If somebody's making it hard for you to understand, that's them trying to make themselves look smart. You see what I'm saying? But as these other people were saying, the New Testament, the part that we're talking about here with the life of Jesus, these books were written in a language called Greek, but it wasn't just Greek. You know, there was a lot of people in that time, back in the day, they spoke all their own languages, but a lot of them spoke Greek as sort of a second language. So that's why it was written in Greek. Well, here's the thing. They had the kind of Greek that was like Plato and Socrates and all like that. Then they had another kind of Greek. They called it Koine Greek was the name of the term they used. Koine Greek was street Greek. You know, follow me? Ghetto. Jesus be coming around the corner and Jesus said, like, why y'all tripping? Well, that's how it was written in the book. You could thee and thou and forsaketh whatever you want. You could fancy it up if it makes you feel good, and God bless you. But you switching that around from how that was in the beginning. That book is simple, easy to understand. We need mentors and teachers to help us figure all this stuff out. I didn't figure out hardly any of this stuff on my own. But what I see a lot of brothers struggle with is they want to learn the whole Bible all at once and just take it all and have it all in their mind, you know. And the problem with the Bible is, the beauty of the Bible is, there's always something else to see in there. There's always something else to learn. So the right way, I think, to look at it is, it's like if you're building a house, you're laying bricks down, right? One brick at a time. You can't put 15 bricks down at the same time. You can't put a whole wall of brick on something or whatever. It's one brick at a time. If you learn one little nugget, one little thing today, see, you go home and you put that's another brick and another brick. And that's how I'm learning this thing. And I'm still learning. Every time I read that Bible, every single time I pick it up, I say, "Ooh, wait a second, I didn't see that before. I never thought about that. Ooh, that's talking to me now. You know, the Lord has given me insight into something." And there might be somebody sitting next to me who studied the Bible their whole life. You might read something. You might go home tonight and read something. And you know, maybe you got a grandmother, you got a cousin or somebody who reads that Bible every day. But maybe you see something in it, you follow, that they never seen before. You just saw it from a certain angle. You took in a certain point about that. And you can bless somebody with that right now. See? Don't make it be like, oh, only the super holy scholarly people are supposed to have insights about that word. That's not how this goes at all. Not at all. Uh-uh. Finally, this is the last thing I want to land on. We got to put this word in action. We got to do something with it. Just knowing it and doing nothing, that's not changing anything. That's not helping anything. And nobody around here is impressed. I know people know that Bible backwards and forwards, aren't living by a single word of it. But I know other people, bless them, they might not know much of the Bible, but what they know, they're living by. And we can all respect that. We have to meditate on it. We have to wrestle with it. We have to, you know, the Bible tells me to do things all the time. I say, oh, I don't think so. Well, now if your brother should offend you, you know, forgive him 70 times 7. Well, it says carry the 2. I didn't know there was going to be any math in this. 490, what? I don't want to do that, Jesus. I don't want to, you know, love your enemies, pray for those who persecute you. No. I'll give a little extra tithe and I'll skip that one and we'll go to the next one. Do you understand what I'm saying? It's like when you're doing the games that they do on the game show where they do pass and they go to the next one. That's how I read it. I read that pass. What's next? You know, some of them is easy. Just praise the Lord in the fullness of the day. Yes, I'll do that one. And then, you know. But see, I need to wrestle with some of the. I need that verse. I need to say, no, Lord, I don't want to do that. And I have to let the Lord talk to me about it. I have to let the Lord say, well, now I forgave you. You can't forgive somebody else now? Then I say, well, now wait a second. You didn't let me finish, Jesus. I was just saying, when you think about it, it makes sense that I should be a more forgiving person. So let me just relent on that. See what I'm saying? Here's what the Bible says. I'm going to close on this point. You who are able to become doers of the word and not just hearers, deceiving yourselves. You are to become doers of the word, not just hearers. You can't trick yourself into thinking just because I hear it that's all there is to it. It's about doing it, and that's about wrestling with it and letting God talk to you about it. Amen? God bless you. We love you.